Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is boundaries equals love. So, you think boundaries are a form of love for ourselves and for others?
Yes. Good morning, Chas. Yes, I think that having boundaries is part of self-love. I know that for many years I didn't have any boundaries, and I also didn't love myself. And I discovered that the more that I did care for myself, the more that I grew to love myself, the more I began to start to learn about boundaries. It was a process of learning boundaries for me. How about you?
Oh, big time. Boundaries has been, yeah, along with speaking up and speaking the truth, it's been, yeah, a journey, that's for sure. I didn't know I was allowed to have boundaries, for one thing. And I definitely didn't know how to set them with people. But I started learning in recovery. And, you know, I've joked about it before. I don't know when I became that boundary setter in my family and in my relationships with people. But I did. yeah. And it's not always liked, that's for sure.
Right.
But it has been, it is a form of self-love. COVID really helped me set some more boundaries, honestly. Ones that maybe I couldn't have set without having an excuse or permission. I think sometimes I feel like I need to have permission still to set boundaries with people.
Yes.
Yeah, but I am somebody that needs, I need boundaries. I need, yeah. I need to be protective of my bubble, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and we don't want to put up, if we don't have boundaries, then we put up walls because we feel that need to protect ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
But walls is not the way. We want to build bridges, not walls. And, you know, lower the walls, but have good boundaries and ask people to be respectful that way. But setting boundaries can be scary because we don't know how people are going to react to them. They don't always, most of the time, they don't like them, at least at first. But it's also about boundaries too. Other people are, you know, everyone's allowed to have boundaries, and I myself want to be respectful of people's boundaries. If I'm clear about what they are, I hope that I can be respectful. I don't know that I've always been respectful. I'm not sure, but I know today I definitely would pay attention to those things. Maybe in the past what I would have done is, And I'm talking about a long time ago, I would have, probably even prior to recovery, I would maybe try to talk people into things, you know, like just kind of persuade them. And maybe in recovery too, just persuade them that, you know, this would be good for you or this or that. And I got a lot of my validation from, I don't want to say it was helping people, dispensing my advice. It wasn't wisdom either before recovery, it was advice. Yeah, things have changed drastically. That's all I got to say. But yeah, so that's not being respectful of somebody's boundaries when someone tells you no and then you try to change their mind.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And this is where I have to watch myself because there's something that my mother did that, let me see if I can put words to it. It was just, she had a very fixed idea about what was right and what was wrong. And anything that was wrong in her mind was wrong for everybody else too. Like what she thought, she felt like everybody else should feel the same way and have the same beliefs as her. Like there was no room for your own beliefs as a child for me. And that's definitely a boundary crosser. You know, when you influence a child that deeply to take that child's ability to trust in themselves away from them by saying, this is the only way and I'm the one that can be right. That's definitely a boundary crosser. And it's taken me years to unravel that mess.
Yeah,
it has. It's taken time to, I feel like this ball of yarn that's been knotted up and it's big as a house and I'm just keep unraveling it. Just keep unraveling the past and the parts of it that just don't work. Keep the parts that do and let go the parts that don't. And, you know, yeah, that's a boundary. So, yeah. So what's an example of a good boundary for you?
If somebody's being disrespectful.
Excuse me. That was a cough and a sneeze at the same time. So
bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, if somebody's being disrespectful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, okay, so here's an example. I questioned myself on this the other day. And this did feel like this lady crossed my boundary. But what do you say when you're at work? So I was delivering to a house. I came back. This lady had her dog walking around in my delivery van. Like, he's up there, this dog, just walking in the van, in there. And
oh my gosh.
She said, oh, I want him to know that he doesn't have to be afraid of these vans. And I just gave her a blank stare. Like, I didn't even know what to say. Like, now when you're at work, you know, customer, I don't know. But I feel like maybe the response, maybe not at work, would be, yeah, I don't know. It was just, that did feel like she crossed a boundary. I mean, for sure.
So she let her dog go inside the van?
She did. Yeah, I walked out. Yeah. He was on a leash, but he was up there in the van.
Yeah, I would have, Jess, I would have said there's no animals allowed in the van.
Well, let me tell you what I did.
Okay.
I gave the dog a treat.
Oh, Chad.
So afterwards, I realized that basically just said to that woman, it was totally okay what you just did, and here's a treat.
Yes, yep. And then she goes and does it with the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Because she thinks now it's really okay.
It was an odd experience, but I felt it afterwards. It's like, you should have just said, dog, you can't put your dog up there. Like, and it's okay to say that at work. You're not allowed to do that. It was just odd. It was a boundary crosser. And another person that maybe has, you know, a fear of dogs, like, could have had a totally different reaction to that whole thing. So, I don't know. Just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Not good. And, yeah.
I'm still learning. Afterwards, it's like, you totally just sent that lady. Like, you totally just made her think that that whole thing was okay by doing that. That's exactly what I did. So.
Sometimes, though, Chess, we just get caught off guard.
Yeah.
Can't think quick enough to, you know, now that you've given it thought of if it should happen again.
I think I'd speak up next time. Like, you can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I am, you know, I try to set boundaries with my son. That's probably one of the most challenging ones for me. And not only to set them, but you talk about crossing other people's boundaries. Like, I try not to cross his. Now, I think I can take that a little too far in the other direction sometimes. Like, I want to give him so many, like, I want to, like, I overcompensate because nobody ever respected mine. So sometimes I can take it too far with him and, like, always question if I'm crossing a boundary there. But, like, you know, knocking before I go in his room, just, you know, simple things that you do with teenagers. That
it's a good example. I try to
respect his boundaries.
For people's boundaries, right?
If I cross anyone's, I think it would be his. Yeah.
Okay. I know. Sometimes we can hoover over them and they don't like it and get it up in their business.
Yeah, I do try to get up in his business, but I've learned to just zip it. Zip it.
Let it be. Yes, let it be.
Don't ask a million questions. Zip it. He doesn't want to talk. Don't push him. That's a boundary pusher. I hate when someone tries to push me to talk when I don't want to talk about something. We were just talking about that last night. People that say, you should talk more. You should smile more. Boundary pusher.
Well, I've had to set some with Jax, with my partner. They've stepped on some toes. They stepped on mine and they stepped on their father's. And, I've never really spoken up to them until this past couple months, I've had my lips sealed, not wanting to rock the boat, not wanting to be them to be upset with me. But the truth is that you can only tolerate so much. And the best thing probably that could happen is I reached a breaking point with it where I said, you don't get to do this anymore. And I get to have a voice now because I have kept my mouth shut. And they're not reasonable people. I've tried reasoning. I always try reasoning first with somebody, trying to explain to them, help them understand where I'm coming from. Because really my message to them is, I'm on your side. I'm not your enemy. I'm on your side. But they have this whole different narrative going. And so then they've done some sneaky things and I've had to speak up. It's not okay what they did. I'm not willing to ignore it. But I don't like the feeling. I don't like, I was always that little girl that just wanted everybody to be happy, everybody to like me. Yep. I just never wanted to rock the boat. And God, it seems like I'm rocking the boat left and right. It's so peace. So what happened to me? Well, that frightened little girl still lives within me because I certainly feel her. Actually, this morning, I feel her. There is a frightened little child that lives inside of me still that hasn't fully healed. But there's also a woman in recovery that has strength beyond what I knew that I had. And I surprise myself all the time, my strength and just some of my other qualities too. So, I trust I will always do the right thing. I'll always do the right thing by myself, to myself, first and foremost, and then I'll always do the right thing.
Those of us that have those good little girls living inside of us, boundaries can be extra challenging.
And that's what a new relationship, whether it's male or female, is in relationship. You have to set boundaries, even if it's a new relationship that you're trying to cultivate. If you don't start out, saying this is what my needs are, then, eventually it's probably not going to work out so good.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Yeah. But sometimes we're afraid.
Yeah.
We're afraid we're going to lose something or we'll get rejected or whatever the feeling is.
Yep. But I think it all comes down to that fear of abandonment.
That's always what it comes down to, Chaz, fear of abandonment. You're right.
Yep. Don't want to be alone.
Mm-mm.
Our root fear, I guess.
But that's when we get desperate. If we operate and we get desperate, we make desperate choices and we start and we lie to ourselves about so many things. you know,
and just ignore and, all those red flags. Just
ignore the red flags. You know, I see women every day in group just and stuff. Just, you know, been in denial for a very long time, and sometimes it's just hard to push ourselves out of there because the fear is so great that we don't want to see it. And I'm discovering that with my own partner, things that I have just sort of put up on the shelf and not looked at. And now it's like, it's so in my face. I'm having to look at things and it's like, wow. Wow. Yeah. Yes. I see. I see things I don't even know that I want to see, but I see it.
Yeah.
But I can't be in denial anymore. Maybe that's it. It's pushing me out of denial. And denial is not a healthy place. It's not a place we want to be, because then we don't make good decisions.
Yeah. Not decisions from love anyway. Decisions from fear.
Yeah. So I definitely find that I've been in some denial and I'm being pushed out of there.
Yeah.
Truth. More truth.
For sure. Right? Yeah. More truth. For sure.
Yeah. And my work. Is the peace of God. That's my prayer today. The peace of God.
Okay. I'm going with truth and love. Some self-love. That's what I, truth and love.
Okay.
Throw some freedom in there too. I need a lot. Truth. Yeah. It's a good one to pull on for the day, though.
Yeah.
Well, any last thoughts on boundaries?
No, just a reminder, boundaries is love. It's, you know, it's a way to take care of ourselves. And if people don't respect our boundaries, then we need to pay attention to that. Not ignore that, you know, not let people keep moving them and moving them until the boundary isn't there anymore. Yep. So, yeah, boundaries is love.
All right. Well, thanks for being here this morning.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, support group for women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!